Okay, where are we holding now? Tuesday night. Kuftes. Kuftes is a din that are nichlus lebeis haknesses and mozal sivim. What? And nichlus lebeis haknesses and mozal sivim is palalin. So you come to shul and the sivim is davening already. So the simplest cases. Mincha we said yesterday. Or it could be Meirav actually also, because it's more tefillah b'tzibur is more important than gula l'tefillah by Meirav. So you would daven Shmoneh Esrei first, I assume, even if you're not starting with them mamish. But you have to be able to finish. Im yachol lahaschil v'ligmor. I wonder why it says lahaschil for. Im yachol lahaschil v'ligmor. It's funny. Im yachol lahaschil. Yachol lahaschil v'ligmor. So by Meirav would be Nagea Kaddish. Or we said yesterday, we saw that this halacha really is only, there's a chiyuv to hear Kedusha. There's a chiyuv Kedusha. So if you heard Kedusha already, apparently even in a different minyan, or if you anticipate that you'll be hearing Kedusha in another minyan, then this din is inoperable. This din is only because you have to hear Kedusha or Kaddish. Yispalil. So then you could daven. V'adin omein dokel hakadosh v'shamei atfilo dinan kekadosh u'kedusha. Those two omeins are as, I don't want to say the word important, are as significant as kedusha and kaddish. And again, you'll say, well, if you're going to make kedusha, you're going to make dokel hakadosh. So the answer to all these cases are that for some reason you heard it already and you didn't hear dokel hakadosh. So your mamish, like, you have to answer, the Ramah is adding, you have to, there's like a specific chiyuv to make sure you answer Hamein to Akel HaKodesh and to Shema Atfila. Okay.
What's the practical application of Shema Atfila? Meaning, it's not modim, it's before modim?
Right before modim. So you'll say if he has to finish by, well, he didn't say modim yet. The Mechaber didn't say modim, we'll see. But it's true, you have to finish by modim. The Mishnah Berurah is going to speak it out. But modim is a slightly different halacha. See, modim is already a halacha that you have to be koreya im hatzibur. And there are other eitzes for modim. It's not the din of anias modim that's per se important to say modim, like it is by kedusha or kaddish or baruchu. But by modim, it's the inyan of being koreya im hatzibur. So we'll see. Okay, we'll see. Vim lav, and if you won't make it, al yispalil. It may not show overus, unless, of course, missing davening, missing zman tefillah. So I saw. Okay, I saw the nachron. Like again, the question of a sikkun comes up. If a person davens a sikkun every day and he'll miss, should he? Like, is that nichlal and ein hashoa overus? So I saw an argument between two achrenim. Okay. Actually, from the Mishnah, if you know brachas, from the Mishnah is mashma that in order to daven v'sikin, it's so choshev to daven v'sikin that the guy standing in water, right? He's basically naked, but it's mayim achurim, so it's not liba roa sa'erva. So that's, you know, im yochel lalos v'skasos. The Mishnah says, you can daven in a balabatish geret, inappropriate way, as long as you technically make sure, you know, it's not libor or serva, you make sure you're not over any of those isurim, libor or serva, ain of roa serva, whatever, all those dinim, and you say daven Shmoneh Esrei, and Shmoneh, you daven Kriyat Shmoneh Esrei that way, in order to daven v'sikin. Was it here? We talked about the Mishnah Berurah, right? We talked about the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah seems to paskin or say like the Gro. You should take the Gro seriously. The Gro holds that it's also the mizvasekin unless you have to. It's like a bidyavid. The Gro also uses the word also la acher hatfila. Okay, well, mixing up things. Let's go. Al kaponim. V'yom lav al yispalamena shol veres v'yom nichlas achar kedusha Im Yochel Aschel Velikma Kodim Shigeh Shlech Sibu L'Modim Yispalel Im Laval Yispalel. Mechaber talks about Modim here. So again, according to the Ramah, you have to already finish it by Amen of Akel HaKadosh or Shmei HaTfilah. So V'hu Adin Im Yochel Agil L'Modim himself. He doesn't have to finish Mana Esrei. If he'll be up the modem, it'll be able to be Sheikhe Im HaTzibur. Oh, la'achas mi'abrochas sheshochim b'hem, where he'll be bowing down b'tchilo b'sofa bracha, let's say by Mogen Avram even, or k'shegiyah shleich sibo l'modim, or he'll be up to atov shimucho l'chonu el ha'odos. It's balel. In other words, modem is just, it's not the aniyah, it's the shchia per se. Okay. Bim tzorach lahaschol kudei lismoch gudu l'tfila b'niz damalo shemagiyach l'yachsibu l'modem shehu b'achas habrachos if you started Shmona Esrei and the shliachsibu gets up to modem so yishcheimo you bow down but that's in the middle of a bracha so it's not so terrible if in the middle of Shmona Esrei you bow down in the middle of a bracha. As long as you don't do it, betchilo betzayif, where Chazal weren't masakin. I will move betchilo so betzayif the yishka shen shechem betchilo betzayif betzayif ela both as vaydar. So, but the ches bin it out that way. So then we'll see. Like it's a shter to kavona. That's why we're not telling a person to do that lachatchila. Just forget about modim. You know, forget about it. And whenever the tziva gets up to modim, just because then you're davening with one ear listening. And so that's why it's not a lachatchila dika. The din is not hooked by that way, but the evidence, if you had a start and that happened, so that is what you should do. You should bow down in the middle of a bracha. In the middle of a bracha, if it's or not at the beginning, at the end, in the middle, or obviously at a bracha where you're bowing down anyway. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. So, Kot Nalavim, right till it says Baal Bazara, Chutzal Beis Haknesses. So, we saw this yesterday. Mishnah Berurah says if you can't follow this, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say if you can't follow the din, go out, step outside the shul and be parish from that tzibur and just daven. So now you're not tied to the tzibur anymore. So it's a pella. The Makor and other achrayim point out that was said legabe moedim, that you should step outside so you won't be near a kekayfer at tzibur. But if you have a chiyuv to say kedusha or kaddish, so what are you telling a person to step outside for? So you could say terutzim, maybe. You know, if you could say lomdish and terutzim, maybe not. But the problem is that in the makor of the Mishnah Berurah, it's talking about modim. So the Mishnah Berurah is ktsas pele here. I have not seen anyone answer it. Okay, vaitu. Tziva mispallin. Zeh asif mayer betfilos hamimcha. That's the pashto, what it's talking about. Udim b'shachris. If he was holding in Kriya Shema b'choseho, and the tziva started Shmona Esrei. So you have to make a cheshbon. Am yochel lahaschol v'ligmor hatfila ad lekayne tzor, meaning till you say yul ratzo. Kodem shiagia shliach tzibur lekedusha. Yispalel the imlav. What should you do if not? Al yispalel rak yamtem b'shira chadasha. You wait by shira chadasha and you'll answer kedusha, and then you'll start shmona esrei. But then you really can't start then either, because then you have to figure you're going to finish by modim, or by the Kaddish. So really,
if you wait that long, you're
going to
get
a
new more skola, probably.
You're going to what? That's not a problem. If you're not an oinus, you're not an oinus, you're allowed to daven, you don't become a roi. Bottom line is, it's only a problem if, at the worst problem, la'alocha, the only problem will arise if you're an eino roi. If you just sit there silently, it's not a problem. Okay. Oh, by the way, and we had yesterday, just if anybody was here that wasn't here yesterday, which I don't know, that if you always daven slow, also this halacha is not operative. That I saw b'shem the Chazanish. B'shem the Chazanish. Even though the halacha is mesupik, he doesn't know. Blayt zorichian. Chazanish said it's mutter. You know, logically you'd say it's mutter. You know, what the person that daven slowly is supposed to do. Okay, he's supposed to find a slow minion. That's what he's supposed to do. But some people daven long Shmoneh Esrei, they never finish. I don't know. By me, and the way I daven in the morning, there's a good number of people that, you know, they don't say Kedusha. Maybe they go to a different minyan afterwards. They probably do. Because then by the time we finish, especially in the winter, there's a lot of minyanim around. So they probably just go and they listen to Kedusha in a different minyan, or Baruch Hu. Okay. Shechsibu the Kedusha. The Kedusha also loyma b'yachid. The Yachid cannot say Kedusha in the Shmoneh Esrei. Actually, Machlaikas in the Gemara. That's how we paskin. Chen Kaddish. Umoidim taimei desarach lishchos imakol. Lishchos imakol. Shalo yeinir akakoyfe b'mish yatsibu mishtachvim lo. Ola Kaddish. L'chayra, what's it? Mishnah Berurah says, whoa. Kibin the tzarech ligma tfilos akoydim Kedusha. Koshkin shiish mahakaddish achar Shmoneh Esrei. Yishloim edemayir b'mayir of the Lekha Kedusha. That's a nice teretz. Inami Mayri Shekvar Shoma Kedusha. He heard Kedusha already. Timishum Kedusha lo yitzorach lahamtin. Uchmoy shenichtav lekamon, that there's no mad, the din is not so rigid. It's only because you're not letting him miss Kedusha. If you heard Kedusha already, so fine. So even if you heard Kedusha already, behainu, what does it mean Kaddish? Kaddish is Yehi Shmei Rabo. Kaddish is not Yizkadol Yizkadol Yehi Shmei Rabo. What we're concerned with is Yehi Shmei Rabo. Behainu, if you go to the Yaakov Shir, you realize the global impact of Yehi Shmei Rabo, the universal impact. What does it mean you shouldn't answer Amen? Because you're not listening, the Mishnah Berurah assumes. You're davening. Mitam dechiven lo miskavinos al ma lomar ha'omein mikri omen yosoma. But if you're able to focus, I can be sarcastic and say you're able, if you focus as much as you, anybody listening to a Kaddish always focuses on what he's saying Amen to.
So somebody who wouldn't answer Amen is somebody who finished Mamash before the Yehi Shmei Rabba, and they were saying their own tefillah until then.
If they're able to focus, they could say Amen.
Right, but when he's saying that you shouldn't say Amen because it's Lam Yisama, it's someone who's davening and finishes right before Yehi Shmei Rabba. Yeah. So they didn't hear the previous part.
If he can't focus, if he can't focus his mind on what the Chazan said, I mean, if someone regularly finds this happening, so all he has to do is learn what the Kaddish is saying, and it takes like a split nanosecond to focus on what you're saying Amen to. You just have to be aware once. You know what the Chazan is saying? He's saying, Yiskadel, Yisadei Shmei Rabo, Biomod, Yibrochir, Usei, B'chayechon, 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 B'chol, B'chayechon, B'chayechon, you know, Uzman, Kariv, Imru, Amen. Say, Amen. That's all. So, once you know what the Kaddish is saying, so it doesn't take much to focus. It just, yeah. I mean, really, everything could be included in Yiskadel, Yiskadash, Yiskadel, Yiskadash, Shmei Rabbah. I mean, you could already focus on, not on those words, but that's the message of the whole Kaddish. Right?
If you're racing to finish one essay to Yiyu L'Ratzon, it may be that even that you're not able to do.
Okay, and Chalami. It's an Amin Yisoma. Amin Yisoma is scary, right? It's very, very scary what they say about Amin Yisoma. So in Chalami, you have to be Zohar from it. Sometimes, you know, during Chazaras Hashatz, your mind wanders, and you're on autopilot saying Amen. That's not right. You should not say Amen. If you hear Baruch Atah Hashem, I'm not suggesting your mind wander, but if your mind wanders, but you could focus on Baruch Atah Hashem, let's say Goel Yisrael, just to pick one example out of many, then you could say Amen, Zuntay, even if you're not listening to Chazar Hashatz or your mind wandering. But if you, sometimes a person mind wanders, or he's looking at a sefer, and then he's answering Amen, but he's not thinking by the Amen what the bracha is about, that is a very good chance that's an Amen Yisoma. If you're answering Amen, and at the time you answer Amen, you don't know what the bracha is about, that's problematic. Don't answer Amen. Shimon, tell your mother I'll have it mitzvah by Shabbos. She'll know what I'm talking about. Something I was going to have tonight. What? I'll have it by Shabbos, mitzvah Shabbos. If anyone has any connection to Paris, maybe through a Shas member, I don't know if anyone, they put in a bit for Hanina with all the paperwork, with everything. It's a solid case. It's not Stam, you know, it was written up very professionally. For Shraga, I'm talking, obviously. So if anybody knows, you need some protection. Like it has to be brought to his attention. So there is a person already that's going to bring it to his attention. So anything would help. Stadlus, if someone knows of someone, you know. So he's his buddy. I'm getting to him. It's Hashem, but the parish. But if anybody knows of anything, if anybody has some connection, it's galling to come on to a Russia. But what can you do? You should do it. Swallow and do it. So you know, Bechava Knesset or somebody with some connection to him. It just has to bring it to attention. We're not going to do anything illegal, and it would be easy. Just give him a suitcase of money and put on ASIC. But here, there's a good case for it. And this is really what it's made for. See, like, you know, it's made for such cases, really. The idea of pardoning. So, okay. Speak it out. If anybody knows of anyone, maybe some connection, I don't know. You never know. The Nosin Libo Vyodea Ozalma Onah Amin Rashoy Vida. Now the Mishnah Berurah segues into priorities. In other words, let's say you have a choice between. For some reason, he segues here into priorities. Omin Yeshmer Abba is on top of the list. So if you have a choice, if you're in a Shtiblach situation, even if you're not talking about a chiyuv, you're in a shtiblach situation and you're just walking by, and you have a choice, so Yesh Merabah is top of the list before Kedusha. Tada domin Yesh Merabah odif mikedusha, al kain, getting back to our world, of this simon, in bo somuch le Kedusha, v'yem yamten ad achar Kedusha, lo yigmar tfiloso ad achar Kaddish. So if he follows the halacha of Kedusha, he's going to miss the Kaddish.
I can hurry fast because there is a chance.
Yeah.
Wait, he won't be able to do
it. He won't make it, yeah, he won't make it. And if he waits till after Kaddish, he'll miss Matfila. Or Aliyah, he can't wait. He has to go. L'avdan arachar Kaddish, any yochol, and there's Matfila over. So Tov Sheyaschel is follow Kodim Kedusha, the Yocholano, you know, he has to make a choice between Kedusha and Yesh Merabba. So the Mishnah Berurah says Yesh Merabba trumps Kedusha. Ukedusha odif mi modim. That's poshut. First of all, Kedusha is Kedusha. Modim is only modim. Second of all, modim is not really objectively. Right, we said already 10 times. You know, modim is just nirik, a koifer. Alkein, in both somuch le Kedusha. And to wait till after modem he can't because there's matfila mutav or he has to go mutav sheyaschel uspalu lacha kedusha. Wait for kedusha. Start davening after the kedusha. Miss the modem. I guess you're going to make the yesh meirava. Ten kozel amogan avram. Tumash shebiyano lekamav besif katan yudal b'shem amogan giborim. So. There's always another Eitzah, which we're going to see later, start together with the Shliach Tzibur. This way you say Kedusha, you say Modim, you say Shemei Atfila, you say everything. Daven word by word with the Chasim. Tov Sheaschol B'zeh L'Ufalot Ima Shliach Tzibur B'Shove V'Yilei Kedusha Modim Yesh Mei Rabba. Okay.
You would lose Elokai in Etzor in that case.
Why?
Saying, finish Sim Shalom with the Shlech Tzibur, and then he goes right into Kaddish.
So you say Yilei Ratzon, you could answer.
even if you don't say Yidur Ratzon, it's usually the end.
If a person's minig is to say only at the end, so the din is you can answer Yeshmei Rabbah in the middle of Milakam. If I remember correctly, the shittas that hold is only Yidur Ratzon at the end. So you could answer Yeshmei Rabbah and Elokeinu Tzor as a duchsuch. If you're noyeg that after you lerotz and you finish Mona Esrei, you mean that's what you meant, you lose Elokeinu Tzor. Okay, you know what? Hashta the Osun Liodon, let me look it up right now. My memory is that you could. Okay, here we are. Here we are. Gola Hafsiklanus Kaddish Dusha Menchman Esrei Yuli Rotson. Dafka Bamokum Shinogan Yuli Yotam Yalachar Tfila. Abu Bamokum Shinogan Loma Tachrunim Kodam Yuli Rotson, which is all the kind of tzor. The Mechaber still now said, you're not allowed to be mafsik with anything until you say Yuli Rotson. That's the end of the Tfila. Then the Ramah says, but if you say Elokein Atzor before you Yul Ratzon, if that's your minig, Mafsik Gamkin Lekadosh Yukadusha. U'mukom Moseilu Nogin Lahafsik Elokein Atzor called him Yul Ratzon. L'chein Mafsikin Gamkin Lekadusha V'Lekadosh Yul Baruch. So the Ramah holds you could. Machlag is Machab Ramah. Maybe just fire them, taka don't. There's even a person that always says Yul Ratzon first before all the kind of tzor. The Brewers noted that if he had no time to say Yul Ratzon, and the Chazan got up to Yeshmei Rabbah, he can answer. This you should try to avoid, he says, Ki Yesh Machmirim Bazeh.
Again?
A person that always says Yul Ratzon twice, okay, before the kind of tzor and after. If it came out a Yeshmei Rabbah before he had a chance to say it the first time, he finished Hanavar Chesamu Yisrael Bashalom, Nishnabur Paskins, he should answer Yeshmei Rabbah before he said Yul Ratzon. He then says, try to avoid that Ki Yesh Machmirim Bazeh. So that you should avoid.
I don't know what that means to avoid if it happens. You do.
Go a little faster. Daven a little faster. Make sure you have enough time to say Yul Ratzon. Usually it's 10 words Yul Ratzon. Say it fast and then say Yesh Mei Rabbah. You'll miss the Amen maybe. A lot of times you could say Yesh Mei Rabbah at the tail end of their answering, but you shouldn't say Amen because it takes a second, takes a little time to focus, and then you could lose the whole Yesh Mei Rabbah if you focus on the Amen.
The minhag of saying it twice, right?
What?
You wouldn't possibly mean to avoid saying it.
No, avoid just having this happen. He says avoid having this happen. Because if you say Yul Ratzon always before the kind of tzor, is it sad that Yom Shmona Esrei indeed isn't over until you say Yul Ratzon?
If you bring it a minute, you can just say it once, then
you then you're governed by the Ramah. If a person only says Yul Ratzon at the end of the kind of tzor, can he answer Kaddish or Kedusha in the middle of the kind of tzor? The answer is it's Machleit Machaber Ramah. That's what we just read. The Machaber holds no. The Ramah holds yes. Mishnah Berurah rather paskins to say Yul Ratzon twice, but that's the Gra says not. So in Eretz Yisrael, I don't know. That's all. This is one of the things that they say. Oh, everybody says it. I say, how do you know what everybody does? I have a list of such things. How do you know what everybody does? I gave a very interesting psak to someone today, rather not from the shul. I want to say it over. someone, the Mishnebura, so the Mishnebura actually says, he talks about that the idea of every tainus keeping all chamisha inuyim and fasting for 24 hours. So the Mishnebura actually says in Hilchos Tainus in Tov Kuf Nun, Ubal Nefesh Yachmir al Atzmo. Ubal Nefesh should be Machmir.
Even with reference to not eating at night?
Or everything, yeah. All chamisha inuyim, the works. So someone called me up, someone from New York, rather, called me up. He says, what does it mean, Baal Nefesh? Like, yeah. So I told him, don't do it. It's Merzik Yuhar. Merzik Yuhar. I never heard of anyone doing it. Even when you read stories about the Gedolim, I never came across a story that they did it. I said, Enochalami, like you say, like, how do you know what people do? But I never heard of anyone doing it. So you said, so he'll do it. No one will know. He won't tell anybody. So I told him there's an end of, so there's an Indian of Mexico. You are for yourself also. That's what I wanted to share with you. That's that. That's also you are. You know, that's all. You shouldn't do it. I told him not to do it. Mexico. You are to yourself.